Hey, Ash.
Hey, Taryn.
Today I would like you to choose the category of fun facts I give.
Okay.
Would you like animal, travel, music?
Music.
That was going to be the one I wanted to give.
Oh, yeah?
So. Yep. Did you know that when listening to music, your heart can sync to the rhythm?
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that so interesting?
That's fascinating.
So
I
then,
do.
Oh.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me share my thoughts.
Well, you forget your thoughts easier than I do.
Well,
so
I've heard that this is how it works with if you have an anxiety disorder or something like that, where a dog can lay on you and your heart will slow
sync
down to the dog, to the beat of the dog's heartbeat.
Okay.
And that's kind of how they like keep you under, which I thought was fascinating. So I knew your heart could do that. I didn't realize it could do that with music.
That's interesting, because I was then wondering, like, if you need, like, before a workout, is that why listening to pump up music helps? Because your heart beats faster.
I know.
And then when you need to chill
running.
Out,
yeah,
you listen to like slow somber
yes,
music.
Yes, because I can't run. I'm like not a runner. But the only time I can run is the music cannot
it
drop
has to be.
Below like 100 and.
Yeah.
5 BPM.
Well,
I cannot. Otherwise, I slow down. Like, it's just how it is. So,
another reason why music is powerful, and you need a playlist for everything. The end. That's pretty fascinating.
That was very enjoyable. That was a great
fun
fact.
Why did you pause so long?
That I lost my train of thought for words.
Oh,
don't
I
why,
thought it was
why
like
point
a,
it out? Why point it out?
I don't
let
have
me
to
work my way
they
back.
They can hear it.
Don't
you.
Take it personally.
They
let
can
me
hear
work
you.
My way back to my thought.
They can hear you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice.
Hey.
I'm Ashley. That's Taryn. And we're so excited to be back in the stew today. I hated that, too. I will never do that again. Stew. Anyways,
I was like, I wonder like how she would, because you know how we like feed off each other so well?
Do we?
Hello. Look at me.
Just
talk to me. You know, like you'll say something and then I'll make fun of you,
right.
Or I'll say something
for
and you
sure.
make fun of me,
for
or
sure.
we like laugh at each
for
other.
Sure. Yeah.
And then so I just decided to be silent and see how you would recover.
See,
and
why?
It was hard for you.
Why?
Because you know why? I'm trying to prep you for your solo episode because that is the hardest part.
No one asked for help, Taryn.
Ash, I'm trying to support
no,
you.
No.
Wow.
No,
Michaela,
no,
we
no,
might
no,
need
no,
to
no.
pick another recording day. It's not going well for us right now.
So you want to hear something like crazy that happened to me? This is something that like I'm very aware of, but like I don't know what happened. I just wasn't thinking. Last night I was making dinner. I was making a zoodle,
and, zucchini noodle.
Yeah, okay. And I was chopping up. I wanted it a little spicy, so okay. I was chopping up a jalapeno, and like a freaking idiot. Like
you touched your eye.
I like opened the jalapeno with my hands. Like I didn't think anything of it. Like I know you're not supposed to. You're supposed to use a knife. I wasn't thinking. I was just like bell pepper, like get the seeds out. My fingers are still like spicy. Like my thumb and my forefinger.
Oh, like your fingers themselves
are
burning.
Yeah, and then like I had wiped my nose and my nose started burning and like was just, even last night, like I could feel the heat on the tips of my fingers and I still right now can feel it and it's so weird.
That's super strange.
It's been a good over 12 hours.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I remember one time we were eating at B-Dubs or Buffalo Wild Wings, uh-huh. and the girl, one of my friends, wanted to do that like spicy challenge. Mm-hmm. And so they make you sign this like ginormous waiver, right?
Yeah. You cannot sue us.
Yeah. And so then we were like just talking to her about it, and she was like, no, yeah, like we had someone try to sue us the other day because this guy like ate wings and then he went straight into the bathroom and like touched his dingling.
You can't do that.
And he had to go to the ER because he was in like so much pain.
So bad. You know what this reminds me of? I read an article. Well, I saw it on Instagram, clicked it because I was fascinated about it yesterday. Geico, did you see that? Is being sued because a girl got an STD while sleeping with her partner in her partner's car. I said that weird. She had sex with her partner in her partner's car, and she's suing Geico, the insurance company.
Huh?
I know. And she's getting it. Like they have to pay her like $5 million.
But what?
She had sex with her partner in her partner's car.
But why is Geico responsible for that? What? That makes
and she's winning. Like
no
she's
sense
get, I know.
To me.
I was like,
because then technically I could walk into someone's house and trip and sue their insurance company.
But that is the thing, because remember burglars, there was a case where like someone had like been robbing them, fell and broke an arm or something.
Hurt.
I forget the exact details, but then they sued them and won.
But that the act of being intimate with someone is not like that has nothing to do with.
I don't fully understand.
It'd be one thing if like they got hurt in the car, but then you would think they'd sue the car company.
Yeah,
that
but
makes
the car didn't give her an STD.
Zero sense. You know what though? Yeah, so they would sue the guy. Like it has
I
nothing
don't
to
get
do
it
with
either,
the car.
But she's winning. That's what's weird.
Have you ever seen? There's this guy on TikTok, and he has a series that's Lawyer Reacts.
Ooh,
have you seen that?
No,
I'm going to send it to
please.
You. So it is kind of frustrating because he'll post the video and then he'll post his reaction later. So like I'm on real time with his stuff.
Yeah.
So it sucks waiting. But he posts like a viral video or something. Right. So it'll be like, you know, a car turning and then the car swerves and hits a different car. And then he says, like, who's liable for this? Or mm-hmm. like he did Chris Rock when Chris Rock slapped Will Smith.
Oof,
like
yeah.
he does like current things, but also just random videos. And then so everyone in the comments is like going in on like, oh, I think this is responsible. He's responsible. And then his second part two, he explains like by law, like
who
would be. Yeah. Like liable under
oof,
whatever.
That's fascinating
but it,
to me.
There has been some of them where I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's no way. But, yeah, the law is weird, man.
The law is so weird.
But
and
it's
in
terrifying.
So many ways, like, corrupt and backwards. At, like,
yeah. There's so many things,
Geico,
like, even
in
us.
In my personal opinion, and obviously I don't know a lot, but, like, Geico doesn't know her anything.
No.
Like, I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
But
that's
also,
a bummer.
Isn't it illegal to have those type of intimate relations with someone in public
oh,
in a car.
Sure.
So technically
yeah.
yeah that whole
indecent
thing makes
exposure,
sense.
I think is what it
that
falls
does not
under,
make sense to me.
Which is, you know, I know all the high schoolers do it, but Okay. Well, first of all, let me just go ahead and say you guys showed up with the Tearing It Ups this week. I'm very proud of you guys because I feel like Taryn and I have been really pushing it in every episode lately.
Yeah, we
just have. Just really letting you know that we love and live for Tearing It Ups. And we have been like running low, but you guys just showed up and brought in all the funny stories. So just a quick reminder, we could not be here without your guys' stories. So please send us funny stories, serious stories, any stories you want advice on, and specifically Tearing It Up, something that we can get a good laugh from.
Yeah.
This one had me rolling, and that's a shock for me. So I'm going to go ahead and get into it. This one is titled, Stuck in a Pile of My Own Shit in Front of the Nicest House I've Ever Seen.
The fact that you chose this story, Ashley, is just completely shocking to me.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. I'd like to stay anonymous for obvious reasons, as you will see. I sent a Tearing It Up about a week ago after listening to a recent episode where you guys had asked for more Tearing It Ups. But earlier today, I suddenly remembered this story and had to send it in. I had tried very hard to forget this experience. She adds in parentheses, you'll understand why. But I'll relive it one more time for you guys so you can have a good laugh. First of all, though, you guys are so wonderful and the podcast gets me through my long work days. But on to my story. This happened a few years ago. And to set the scene, I used to be an avid runner. I think during this story, I had been training for a half marathon. I used to run early mornings before work. She adds in parentheses, keep this in mind. And I would run from a fairly middle-class neighborhood where I lived with some of my roommates. And I lived very close to a neighborhood on the other side of town that was very rich. This was where the millionaires lived. The houses were very, very nice. Some of them could even be classified as mansions. I ran here because it was beautiful. And most importantly, it was a very safe place for a young woman to run alone early in the morning. Anyways, one day I ended up running in the evening instead. Big mistake. I was doing a recovery run, so only about 5 miles.
Only about 5 miles?
I could never.
It actually frustrates 5 miles into my day.
Oh my God, that's maddening. I can't believe you could... A recovery run of 5 miles.
The recovery I would need from that recovery run requires hospital attention.
Professional medical care. Okay. back to the story. As I got around mile two, my stomach started feeling very unsettled. I considered taking a break, but I shrugged it off, thinking the gurgling, churning sensation would sort itself out. Well, in a way, I guess it did sort of sort itself out. As I rounded the bend on the most expensive house in the neighborhood, I suddenly had the urge to...
Dun, dun, dun.
There it is. She adds in parentheses, sorry, Ashley, power through the rest of the story. I'm gonna try.
She knows.
She adds, like, bad. I'd never felt more sick. I had no idea what to do. Of course, I started to slow down and walk, but it was too late. I realized my error in running after I had spent an entire day working and eating. As the blank
happened,
came full force out of my body for a solid 15 seconds. My shorts were full of it.
15 seconds?
15 seconds is what she puts.
Let's just... One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi.
Dude, that's a long time. Yeah. My shorts are full of it and it's dripping down my leg. And here I am, standing in the middle of a very popular sidewalk in front of the nicest house I've ever seen. I'm alone, 2.5 miles away from my house, and my shorts are full of blank. Well, the only way to hide it was to sit down. And let me tell you.
But then it squishes.
It was not pleasant.
Ashley, how did you choose this story?
I was truly alone. My family lives about 5 minutes from me. However, they were all on the other side of the country on vacation. I wasn't close to my I wasn't that close to my roommates. And most of my good friends live pretty far away. Yep. I was stuck. The only way home was the way I came, and that was not an option. People passed me. Passed me on walks or biking. And while they didn't mention anything and I tried to play it cool as if I was just resting for a moment, I knew they could smell it.
Ew, dude.
I've never been so embarrassed. I ended up calling my brother sobbing, asking him what I should do. After telling him where I was, he goes, "Oh, you're just a block from my office. It's unlocked and no one is there right now. You can go clean up in that bathroom." I was so relieved. Of course, I still had to walk a block in my current state. I ended up wiping it off my leg with my hand, because I had no other option, as well as subtly scooping as much as I possibly could out of my shorts.
Ashley Nicole, how do you...
Let me finish.
But you go from, like, I can't even mention that I went to the bathroom, to choosing a story where you're graphically describing it. Who are you?
Let me finish before I waddled as fast as I could across the block. And yes, I did have to leave it just on the street. I finally got to the bathroom and ended up being able to clean myself off. I was wearing those Nike dry fit running shorts with the built-in underwear, you know those ones. So I was able to rinse them out in the sink and put them back on after wiping myself off. So crisis averted. And yes, I ran the whole way back. I could not get to my shower fast enough. Hope you're able to laugh at what was arguably one of the lowest points in my life. Don't worry. Me and my brother look back on it now and think it's hilarious. Love y'all.
Wow.
I have never, never been like an avid runner in any way, and this makes me want to never ever
funny because that happens like 20,000 years ago when I actually like would go jogging every once in a while. That would happen, like it would make my stomach like really upset, and that's the worst feeling when like you get chills all over your whole body. Mm-hmm. Like you're mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, it's gonna happen.
Well, I've always heard it's a thing about peeing when you're a runner.
Yeah,
about sprinting, like there's a certain period of time before like sprinting as hard as you can that you're supposed to like not drink anything. Yeah. Because of the like sheer force it like puts on your bladder, it kind yeah. of like forces pee out of you. And I've heard multiple people on like track teams be like, oh yeah, that's a thing. But
yeah.
But like if you think about it, like a full day, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of running.
Honestly, most people would just be like, oh, poor honey, if they did notice you. So don't worry about it. And, yeah. you know, it's a great story. Maybe just don't tell it in as graphic detail yeah. if you bring it up at a party. But also the fact that Ashley read this is the most mind-blowing part.
Thanks, guys.
Of this entire, like,
that
I'm
easily is the most embarrassing story I think like, I've read on Tearing It Up.
I think I would have skipped over some of that. So the fact that you read it, like, I'm like, unwell.
Oof.
I'm so confused.
Thanks,
who is this person sitting next to me? Yeah, that's rough. Anything with bathroom is just so rough, which is so funny because it's like the one thing everyone can relate to. Like we yeah. all have to do it.
Well,
you know?
I think that's why that's such a great story is because we've all been in those situations where we're like, oh my God, this is happening and I can't do anything about
yeah.
it. You know?
Oof. Rough stuff. Rough stuff.
So if you guys have any tearing it ups that you want to send in, consider this your sign. Stop what you're doing. Write it out in all the details and send it in.
All the details.
All the details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, so my story is called Lifetime Introvert Trying to Change Her Ways. Yeah.
I feel buckle like I, up. I relate already.
I know, right? Hi, Ash and Taryn. My name is Rebecca. I started listening to you lovely ladies while I walk dogs during the day about 2 weeks ago, and I am close to the episode about the Enneagram. I decided to take the paid test to see what I am before the episodes happen so I can learn even more. Ooh. Which I love. Like, I love that people are like, oh, Unsolicited Advice, we have to find out our Enneagram.
Told me about the Enneagram. Yeah, which, disclaimer, if you guys don't know what it is, the Enneagram is a personality test that Taryn and I are obsessed with. It is obviously not scripture. And by that, I mean it's not factual, scientifically proven, but I find it to be a very incredibly helpful tool in all forms of relationships, family, friends, coworker, partners, you know, marriage, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. It's super helpful.
It's definitely the most accurate one I've ever experienced, and I love stuff like this. So
if you don't know what you are, go take the test.
She attached her results. Ooh. Which was interesting. Hers was interesting. My results were like, my top four were very close together too, but she was tied between a 2 and a 4, and then her second, she was tied between a 6 and a 9. That's like all over the map.
Yeah.
2, 4, and 6 and 9 are so opposite to me.
Yeah, so what I would do if I was you and you wanted to figure it out is I would read about each number.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, there's so many books out there. You can listen to podcasts. You can find a book that you want. The one I discovered was The Road Back to You, and read about each one of those numbers and see which one, honestly, this is going to sound weird, but see which one, like, bothers you the most.
Makes you uncomfortable, yeah.
That makes you uncomfortable, that makes you upset. Like, that's not me. It's probably you.
Yeah, and also, like, I think you kind of go between different numbers at different points in life.
So for sure.
It's not like I'm a 2, I'll forever be a 2.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you're a 9 and you experience all numbers.
Yeah. So to continue, on to the thing I need advice with. I have been shy my whole life. And even as a kid, I had a handful of friends and only one that I was very close with. We all went our own ways when we went to different high schools, and I don't talk to any of them anymore. I've made acquaintances with different jobs, but none really stick once I leave. My husband, on the other hand, can talk to anyone and seemingly feels comfortable. I was wondering if you could give some advice on how to work through being an introvert, having social anxiety, and then she put in parentheses, any crowded place or event freaks me out, and genuinely not knowing how to make friends and also not knowing how to get past the small talk. I've tried Bumble BFF, but the ghosting is bad on there, just like any dating app, or conversations drop off to one-word answers. And I have tried finding people that enjoy my own hobbies, but it hasn't worked out that well. Any advice is appreciated. Thank you so much. Love, Rebecca.
Rebecca, I love this.
I love that
you're wanting to challenge yourself.
I was going
to
say, the thing that like sticks out to me is like, hi, I'm an introvert, but like also like I don't want to be, and I'm trying all these things.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where, like, not to diminish what we all struggle with, but I think for me, like, it's really frustrating at times when you see people struggling with stuff that you're like, but you're not dedicating any effort to try to like come up with tools to maybe like try therapy to see if there's something like we need adjustments on, or, you know, putting yourself out there, challenging yourself. Because at the end of the day, we all have stuff we wish we could change, but there's also ways that we can like move forward if we dedicate time and effort to it.
Yes.
So I love that, first of all, Rebecca. So I think you're way further in this journey than like you even know, because a lot of people like wouldn't push past that.
Yeah. There's two things. Well, there's one thing I want to say, two examples I have where this has worked out for me. First of all, I'm an introvert also. I'm introverted extrovert, so I can be extroverted, but only when I am significantly charged. And I recharge like by myself, like in my room doing my own thing. Like that's how I recharge. But when I first moved to LA, I had zero friends out here, didn't know a soul. And I went through most of my first year, like not really knowing anyone. And I got invited to, through someone that I met the first time I met her, her name was Nicole. She invited me to this Bible study. Do I, as an introvert, want to go to a Bible study full of people that I don't know and be vulnerable and talk about our struggles? Hell no. With an exclamation point. That sounds awful.
That took me like a year into the friendship to get her to talk about her struggles.
Like, I definitely don't. But I was in a place where I was like, I like this girl. She seems really cool. I'm sure, like, she was like leading this group. And I, in my head, I was like, I'm sure the people that are going to be in this group are going to be similar to her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cool, laid back. And I was like, I'm going to make myself go. And I sat, you know, I went every single week, and it wasn't enjoyable at all, every single time. No, but I told myself, I was like, you're going to do this. You're going to sit down for 2 hours a week. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And you're going to make friends. And to this day, like everyone I know out here came from or was friends of someone from that Bible study. And it was, I think it paid off tremendously because I feel like I've made so many amazing friends because of that Bible study. Second part where this is, has been helpful. I, in my job, am required to go to a lot of events, and I hate networking, like, with a fiery passion, because I hate small talk, and I get tired of it, and 90% of the people I'm not actually going to be friends with, like, I'm just going to build a relationship with the brand and, you know, network with people at the party or event or whatever it is that's happening. I have made it my life's passion to always bring a plus one.
Yeah.
Always. I will find someone. And even if everyone's busy, like, I will find someone. I've gotten really good. But what I've been doing as of the last 2 years has been making myself go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always happen, but, and sometimes I'm forced to because there's no pluses allowed. But I, the last maybe 3 times I've gone by myself, I walked away with, like, I wouldn't say like friendships, but like I made really good acquaintances, and we follow each other on socials. We support each other. Like, we like each other's stuff. I'm not expecting to be lifelong friends with them, but practice makes perfect, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better at it. And I have started looking at it more like, okay, we're going to go in. We'll probably never see anyone again. So, like, let's just go in, be as hype as I can. Sometimes that requires, like, 2 shots of espresso. Sometimes that requires, like,
shots of alcohol.
Or that. Or depends on what time the event is at, post 5 p.m. or earlier. And then sometimes, like, that requires, like, a really pump-up playlist on my way there.
Yeah.
Or me talking to myself in the mirror and being like, girl,
you got this.
Yeah. But, like, I've done it a handful of times now, and it keeps getting better. And I ended up continuing through that Bible study until it ended because I kept getting better at talking. And I think it's in you, and you just have to practice your that trait. You just got to lean into it and expect nothing to happen. Just go and like shoot your shot and then bounce. Like the second you're done. Worse also, sorry, I feel like I'm rambling. Also, I feel like go to whatever event it is, whatever club you find, doesn't matter what it is, make yourself go. And if you leave in 15 minutes, fine.
Yeah.
If you're only there for like 45 minutes, that's fine. If it lasts till midnight, you don't have to stay that long. Just go, say hi to a couple people, split.
Yeah.
And just slip baby steps. We don't have to commit to the whole thing.
Yeah, know? No, for sure. I think too, you know, you said your husband's super social. So if that means like kind of leaning on that to find your way mm-hmm. into conversations. But also like, I think sometimes it's interesting to have conversations with yourself in moments where you're feeling like super overwhelmed with being shy, to be like, what am I, what thought, what lie in my head, what feeling is keeping me from talking to this person? Am I scared they're going to think I sound stupid? Am I nervous that they're not going to like me? Like, what is like that kind of like penetrating thought that mm-hmm. your mind is spiraling on? Like, and then the I would case? Work on like attacking that too. Like, because everything is connected, mm-hmm. you know, like, so if you're struggling with your confidence in yourself and like loving yourself and gassing yourself up to be like, hey, like, I'm a really freaking cool person and anyone in this room would be lucky to be my friend, then I feel like there's going to be that confidence in conversations versus if you're like, oh my God, everyone's going to think I'm stupid and I don't know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. then you're going to avoid talking to people. So absolutely. I think like finding that balance, I know it's funny because I think everyone in my life would say I'm extroverted. And I am very good at being extroverted, but I do get attacked every once in a while with like extreme social anxiety where like if anyone wants to talk to me or walking in a room, I'm just so uncomfortable in my own skin.
Mm-hmm. Which is normal.
Yeah, that's totally normal. But I've been trying to like be intentional about those moments and doing what I just said of being like, why am I freaking out so much right now? Mm-hmm. And like I've mentioned before, my therapist worked with me on my thinking and she would always say like, okay, what is the like thought you're telling yourself? Is there any evidence to prove that thought? Mm-hmm. Usually no, because you can't prove what other people are thinking. And then is the thought that you're focused on harmful or helpful? And if it's harmful, you have to like push it out. So that's been good for me too. When I get in my mind, I'm like, okay, like usually like I'll fix my posture, like I'll make myself sit up straighter and I'm like enter the room confident, and that's been helping. But also I think like I just recently, I was at an event for a friend and I've been like seeking out friendships too. So like I saw this girl and I was just like, I could just tell him like, she's my vibe, you mm-hmm. know? And so I just like, I literally just walked up to her and I just said, hey, I don't know if this is weird or not, but like, I just really feel like we should be friends. And she was like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah. She was just like, oh my God, I'm not joking. 40 seconds ago, I told my friend, that girl over there seems like so dope. So we and then instead of like feeling like I tried to have all the right things to say and whatever, I just like I voiced how it was so awkward. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, why do I feel like I'm like hitting on you? And then I was like, I swear I've never done this before with any other girl, you know, like yeah. whatever. But it was great. And like we just hung out and we have like so much in common. And like we like got really deep into like breakups and random stuff. And so it was like, it was just like crazy to see how like it wasn't as big of a thing as I thought it was.
Yeah.
And also like, I think it's okay to like, when you're talking to someone, if you feel yourself entering a point where you're like, oh my God, I'm getting awkward, to be like,
laugh at it.
You know what? Like, I struggle sometimes with like social anxiety and like I'm really trying to push through here and like laugh with a person about it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's I think what we need to just realize is every party, every event you go to, if you're feeling anxious and you are intimidated by socializing, guess what? Someone else there is yeah. feeling the exact same way. Yeah. No one just shows it.
Yeah.
So it's actually very helpful if you are able to do what Taryn does and just like move past it and find yeah. someone who looks like they might be in the same place and just be like, hey, you come here often, you know, yeah. like something funny. Also, have you ever played Sims? Did you play yeah. Sims? I can't help but think of Sims because in order to have a healthy Sim, and if you wanted them to make friends, which was crucial for a healthy Sim, they had to practice charisma in the mirror.
Yeah.
Which is just going to solidify what I said about practice makes perfect. Yeah. Like, it's just like, trying to ask someone on a date or flirt. Like, you have to do it a few times, because if you've only done it once, guess what? The second time is going to be just as awkward.
Yeah.
You have to get out there and continue practicing your trait, you know, of socialization.
And let me teach you all the trick to small talk.
Okay.
This is the trick.
Get your notepads out.
Everyone is obsessed with themselves. So the trick is to just continue to ask questions about that person. If that person is very like unaware and just whatever, they'll be really into the conversation because they'll just be answering questions about themselves.
But if they're
like a normal like conversationalist, then they'll turn and ask you a question in return. But if you're constantly, so if I'm asking like, oh, hey, like, what do you do for a living? And you tell me, like, while I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm also listening for something to trigger, like, another follow-up question.
Yeah.
So, like, you're telling me about your job. Oh, that's crazy. Like, my uncle was into that. How'd you get into stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, oh, my family, I'm totally making this up off the top of my head. My, you know, I met someone in high school, like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, crazy. Like, what high school did you go to? Like, you just ask questions and you kind of keep the conversation rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and never forget, like, it's not when you're feeling uncomfortable. All you have to do is just be like, oh, my God, well, it was so nice meeting you. I'm going to grab something and, like, I'm sure we'll catch up later, you know? But it's being... Instead of being scared of it, go with a plan of attack and just be like, okay, I'm thinking ahead of like, I have like 5 questions in my arsenal that I'm going to ask if I don't know what to say. But then just listen, like genuinely listen to what the person's saying and then just keep the conversation going.
I love that. Something my sister taught me, she went to school for business before she dropped out, but said that she learned this one thing from this class. It was like the first like introductory to whatever. And she was like, the teacher was like, whatever event you go to, networking event, doesn't matter. It could be a party. If you're feeling any kind of awkward, first thing you do, always walk over, grab a drink. You don't even have to drink it.
Yeah.
It could be a water. It could be alcoholic. It could be a soda. It doesn't matter. Just hold something so you don't awkwardly fidget with your hand or your hands aren't in your pocket. And you, just got tongue-tied. You also are unable to like cross your arms, which sends a don't talk to me signal.
Yeah.
And if you're very scared and awkward and just not socially there in that moment, my tendency is to cross my arms because I don't know what to do, and it's not inviting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you go. It could be an intimate, like just one-on-one kind of hang, or it could be a group thing. Grab a drink.
Yeah.
And hold it for dear life.
Yeah, like put a fidget, like a fidget in your pocket. Like whatever you have to do, like there's nothing wrong with being introverted.
No, absolutely not.
But if you have a desire to step out, there's things that you can do. And you gotta find what makes sense for you. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna like make sense to everyone else, but also like who cares? Like whatever makes you feel more confident and comfortable in your skin, just do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Also a fire outfit helps.
Because
everyone will be like, oh my God, where'd you get that?
Yep.
Conversation starter.
True that.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're up, girl.
Okay, guys, here we go. Moving on to my story. I feel like we've been getting a lot of dating ones lately, and I'm here for it. It's really fun. Okay. Here we go. This one is titled Out of the Friend Zone. And woof. We have a follow-up email.
Follow-up.
Not just one.
Oh, like they
but
sent an
two.
Email and an update?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I thought was so fun. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. Love the podcast. I've recently stumbled upon it while trying to navigate through my current life predicaments, and I feel like I'm sitting around the table with a pair of my girlfriends and howling, aww. And I love it.
Love
it. So cute. I'll get straight to it. I've been in a friendship with said friend for 20 years, and he's always worn his heart on his sleeve about his feelings for me. I was never in the same place, just living my best single teenage life, and essentially broke his heart time and time again. I've just returned to our hometown after being away for 10 years living abroad. Wow. And we recently reconnected, spending lots of time together and going out for platonic dates. First of all,
that's a movie.
That's a movie
plot right there. Yeah.
It's like, isn't that how like the rom-com starts?
Oh,
like
yeah.
the girl like was out traveling, or the boy was gone, and then like all of a sudden yeah. they're back after
and
10
then they're,
years
like, in the local coffee shop, and the girl's like, "Oh my gosh, did you see Brad's backing down?"
Brad,
like, no way. I wonder if he still remembers me. I can write this whole script.
Yeah, it's so good. On one night together, this all changed for me, and my stomach dropped when he brushed something off my face, and I realized I wanted us to be more than friends. Long story short, we started hooking up and having sleepovers, and I dove head first into it. Well, lo and behold, it was too good to be true, and he told me that he's currently seeing other girls as well.
Okay, wait. I mean, I get it, but like... Mm-hmm. That's when you find out after?
Yeah. Interesting.
Huh?
Interesting. Devastated, she writes. I did not handle this well and have been isolating and have been occasionally having bouts of drinking too much and running too hard at the gym to get all of these feelings out. Any advice for this lost gal and how to navigate this messy situation? Many thanks in advance, M. And then she sends a follow-up email that says, sorry, follow-up. I've decided I want to have a conversation about boundaries, what I want our relationship to look like, and what I'm willing to accept, and that it's not dating someone who's seeing other people. How do you advise I bring this up and get over having the difficult conversation, standing up for what I want while not being selfish or pushing my wants onto someone else to make that decision?
Okay, well, first of all, that's ridiculous. That is not selfish. Just throw that out there real fast.
She continues, that's what I'm internally struggling with and trying to navigate. What can I say to have the most impact and hopefully get what I want? Thanks for listening. Fascinating story. I love stuff like this. I feel like we need to take a step back, because in your story, you wrote that you broke his heart time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not condoning that he slept with you and apparently multiple times before telling you that he's seeing other people. I'm not condoning that. But I do think your guys' history kind of explains his hesitancy to be maybe more serious with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, there's just a lot of clarification needs to happen.
Sure.
You know, I don't know, like, if I... There's times where I'm like, am I old? Like, am I, like, the way that, like, the dating game is now, mm-hmm. not that I ever was really in the game. Like, I was recruited right out of high school into the NBA, and then I tore my Achilles 4 years in and never touched a ball again. You get it?
Yeah. It could be taken into, like, a sexual way, but that's fine.
What? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I wasn't the only one.
I feel like...
Never touched a ball again.
It's just like, why?
Why?
In the NBA.
I know, I got it, but
okay.
It was like, that was
moving
bad.
Past. I'm blushing. Okay.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
I feel like... It's so interesting now, because I feel like you almost have to like day one, be like, hi, are you married? Are you,
yeah,
do you have this? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Because there's so many people mm-hmm. that go into stuff
that think it's fine.
A year later or a month later, oh, like,
I'm married.
Surprise.
You didn't know?
And then you're like, what? And they're like, well, you never asked.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that there people are afraid to ask questions because they don't want to seem too needy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's, if you're going into something, I think you can't just give the other person the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Because for me, like, the second I start talking to someone on dating apps, I'm like, oh my God, we're dating. They love me. And then they, like, will ghost me, probably because one of the other 20,000 girls they're talking to, like, something happened with, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to kind of see where you're coming from. I feel like I get why she was like, wait, you've wanted this for 20 years. I finally say yes, and you're still seeing other girls. Because, like, in her mind, she's probably like, wait, aren't you, like, obsessed with me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that there's probably a wall that he's put up, like you were saying.
1,000%. Imagine also, pining after someone for years.
Yeah.
They move. They leave and they have their own life overseas, single life. You know, they're probably hooking up with other people, dating other people, living their best single life. And you're over here back at hometown.
Yeah.
You know, she comes back and she's ready for you now. And you're like, oh, now you want me? Like, I get both sides. I'm not condoning what he did, but.
And he might not even know that it's. Because you guys already have a foundational relationship. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he's like, is this just like.
Yeah. Well, you've said no so many times that he's probably not expecting that you're wanting something serious.
Yeah.
I would, if you were here, I would be like, well, have you told him how much you like him? Like, have you had that conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because you're saying you want to have that conversation about boundaries and defining what your relationship is.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's a no. So there are multiple things. Again, I don't condone what he did, but there's multiple things at play here that are making me kind of understand why he's not taking you seriously.
Well, yeah. And, like, it's just the way the world works now. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, even, like, when you first got in your relationship, like, mm-hmm. it was, like, a certain point into it, you were like, okay, I guess we need to have the conversation to make sure, like,
yeah.
are you still dating people? Because, like, I'm not, and, like, whatever.
I remember having a talk with Taryn. I was like, I don't think he's seeing anyone else. I'm not seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, and I'm not good with confrontation or having conversations like this. But I, at one point, was just like, just so you know, I'm not seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
Because I had
do that what you will.
Like, I had to know.
Yeah.
And I think you need to know. And I don't blame you for assuming that he was not talking to other people, because you'd known him for so long. Him for at least 20 years.
It sounds like you came back and were hanging out with him.
And you feel like you know someone when you grew up with
them. Like, you didn't feel the need to mention, like, you're dating other people. I think this feels very big. Mm-hmm. And I'm not undermining what you feel, because I'd be pissed, because mm-hmm. I don't share with no one. But at the same time, I feel like just a simple conversation of being like, hey, sorry, I've been a little, like, hesitant about hanging out.
Yep.
I'm just going to be super real with you. It definitely fazed me that you were talking to other girls, because I felt like something was starting with us mm-hmm. and I just wasn't aware.
Yeah.
And something I told this guy one time is, I was like, and I loved the line. Like, it was one of those moments where I was like, dang, you sounded so cool right now.
Yeah.
But I found out he was hooking up with other girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and same, actually very similar. We were, we had known each other since high school. We had been friends. It was right when I was fresh out of my breakup. So I was like a raw mess. And it was kind of like one of those where our friendship kind of like
just developed.
Went into other areas.
It happens.
We kissed a couple times and whatever. But I was very clear with him that I couldn't date him. Mm-hmm. So I also couldn't get mad that he was doing other stuff with other girls. Mm-hmm. But how I approached it is, I was like, hey, I heard this and this. I just want you to know, I no judgment. Like, I'm not upset, but I'm not the type of girl that's one of many. Like, I just can't. It's not my thing. And if you, if that's what you want to do, I totally get it. But, like, I'm just going to pull myself out of the roster.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh. Like, it was a really good conversation, but... Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different because I think you're actually wanting to, like, date
this
guy. You're
wanting something from this, yeah.
So I think you just need to – he – if I'm honest, he's been through a lot of confessing his love and you denying confessing his love, you denying, you leaving. Ooh. I think it's okay for you to take a turn to be the one uncomfortable and to be the one pursuing.
That's what I was
all I'm saying.
Because if we're – as an outsider, obviously, from an outsider's perspective – he has poured himself out to you multiple times. You've denied, 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 denied. Poor baby is a hurt puppy that has his tail under his legs and is living his own life now.
Yeah.
And has been for 10 years. Now you're back in it. I think he deserves, if you want something from this, which it sounds like you do, I think he deserves the conversation Taryn just said. I think you need to show up. And I think this is one of those moments where Taryn's right. You show up with dignity and pride. Because you are worthy of being the only girl in your partner's life. So I would walk in and be like, first of all, I don't know what happened. I'm obsessed with you. Like, I love everything. I've loved the last few days. I've loved, like, spending time with you in our dates. And like, I have feelings for you now. And I think he needs to hear that come out of your mouth and then say, but you didn't tell me about these other girls, and that's not okay with me.
Yeah.
So if you want to start something with me, would love, because again, here for it now. But if you want, like, I need to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And if that's not in the cards for you, that's fine. Like Taryn said, again, like, you've hurt him in the past, and he's maybe different now. Maybe he's changed, as we do sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, like, more power to you, and we're ending what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that leaves you in a position of, one, having told him finally that you care for him, which he needs to hear. And then, two, you are protecting yourself, and you are showing up with so much pride for who you are and what your boundaries are, and you're not backing down. And I think that's sexy as hell.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. And I think I'm really curious to hear what he says.
Yeah, you need to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you need to just have it. And
DTR.
And you need to be very honest with him and upfront about, like, hey, like, I'm actually into this.
You don't have to jump into a committed boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, yeah.
Just say, hey, like, I'm into you and I want to take this seriously, but we can't be seeing other people. Like, we've been, if we just can't be seeing other. We can't be doing that. You know,
but there's also, like, too much for your own, like, health and sanity. I mean, like, I mean, obviously, like, I haven't, but I know friends that, you know, they're, like, not comfortable with being, like, intimate with someone who's intimate with a bunch of other people at the same time.
Yeah,
so I think it's okay to just draw your boundary, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to talk to him, and I think you need to, like, pursue him and, like,
let
him
know. And
also, that's the way the movie would end.
Yeah.
That's the way the movie would end.
In the, like, movie, if in the movie I'm picturing, the girl is ballsy as hell. And she goes, listen, I realize that we haven't been on the same page before in the past. I'm sorry if I've ever hurt you. I know I have. But I'm obsessed with you now, and I want a relationship with you. So you take your time. You take your time, but I'll be here, you know, and then see what happens. I live for stuff like this.
You know.
So straight out of the rom-com roster.
Just have the combo. It's not a weird combo to
it's
have.
It's not weird at all.
And it's not weird. I always use the word phased because it's like, I just slightly was, like, thrown back, you know, just be like, I was a little phased to hear you were, like, still hanging out and, like, pursuing other girls and be like, but I know, like, we've had a long time and you've, like, said you had feelings and I was, like, not there. But I just want you to know I'm there.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of many.
Yeah.
So if you want something to happen, let me know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But you better send us an update because I have to know how this movie ends. Unless it ends badly.
Demanding.
Unless it ends badly, I don't want to know.
But it's not going to end badly because either way, she drew her boundary. And he's either going to say yes or no. And she's a queen either way.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. I won't because I'm invested.
Write us, please write us an update, and we would greatly appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
That was great.
That was great. Should we end it? Should we end it with a dad joke?
Duh. This one is... Oh, the stupider they are, the funnier they are.
Yeah,
you're gonna hate this
one.
We
know.
You're gonna hate this one. How did the giant know that Jack was coming? Because he heard Jack and the beans talk.
That was not great.
So good. The beans talk.
I really hated that. Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the most.
Ashley would be the giant. You would be the giant, and I'd be Jack. I'm the whimsical. I'm the whimsical boy who's trying to make money for my family, and you're the grumpy giant. I don't know why. So
I literally
funny.
Don't know what to say to that. Oh, we're crying. Signing off now. Thank
Somebody
you so much for
edit.
Listening.
Jeez. Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.